from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Let's talk to Frank Schwab from Yahoo Sports, NFL writer. Frank, I want to start with this whole Brandon Ayuk thing, because it went from being nothing, where it looked like, okay, they're going to get a deal done in 49er land, to now he is up out of there. It's not official, but everybody's talking about Pittsburgh. Why Pittsburgh, and what is the compensation going to be?
Yeah, and that's where it gets really complicated, because the 49ers almost need a receiver back, right? Like, there's a team in a Super Bowl window. They're Super Bowl favorite or co-favorite, you know, with the Chiefs. And to just give up a talent like Brandon Ayuk for 2025 picks, like, I mean, I guess I get it. He's so unhappy that you don't think that fence can be mended, but it doesn't help you in the short term when you're trying to win a Super Bowl. So what would the Steelers even give up? Like, they're not giving up George Pickens, I don't think. Like,
right.
So I don't really know how this is going to end up being a fit. And I do wonder if this just all ends up with Ayuk and the 49ers making up. Like, the longer this has gone on, and my colleague Jory Epstein was out at Raiders camp yesterday and talked to Brandon Ayuk's agent for a while, and she came away thinking, you know, that there's 60% chance he's not traded anywhere, because you think about how this has all gone down, and you know, Brandon Ayuk doesn't want to play for the Patriots, apparently. And all this is played out very publicly. It's kind of weird. Like,
yes.
You don't see trades like this play out publicly like this, to this extent anyway. And, okay, so he doesn't want to play at the Patriots, and nothing has happened with the Browns yet, and it's been 3 days, and you know, the Steelers are in there, but whatever. Like, at some point, don't the 49ers come back and say, all right, well, you know, you went out there, you saw what's available. What about the offer we have on the table? Like, what are we talking about here? Like,
right.
why not just re-sign with us for this $26 million offer? I don't know what exactly the offer would be there, but you could kind of see this happening where, and it seems also like from these reports, the 49ers are asking for a ton. That leads me to believe they're not really serious about trading Brandon Ayuk. They're
right.
Just like, okay, well, we'll see if somebody gives a moon to us for him. And that really hasn't happened yet. So I don't know. I think it's all, there's a long way to go in this saga. And I can't even tell you what I think is going to happen, because it's just every day seems like there's a new twist to this thing.
And they still got to, you know, get the Trent Williams deal done. By the way, Ricky Pearsall, who they drafted at the end of the first round, he had a shoulder injury, so they had to take him out of practice. So they're not sure. Not that it doesn't define his season, but they're not getting a chance to really look at him in preseason as well. Frank Schwab's with us, guys, from Yahoo Sports, NFL writer. So is it going to be Fields over Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh?
I don't know. A week ago, I'd have been like, why are we even talking about this? There's zero chance. But over the last week, there's kind of been this sea change, right? Like, where all of a sudden it's like, well, all of a sudden the competition. I mean, all summer, there was really no indication that it was really competition. And then Mike Tomlin, who had, you know, he'd doing his coach speak thing all summer, right? Oh, sure, they're competing, but Russ has a resume, blah, blah, blah. This week, I mean, Tomlin, I don't know, maybe I'm reading into it, but he came out pretty strongly and was like, this is absolutely a competition. It just seemed like a different tone than we've heard. He said, preseason is going to weigh more than games, well, or more than practice. Well, Russell Wilson is not playing in the preseason opener. So I think Justin Fields has a chance. Let's put it that way. I don't know necessarily that it's 50-50 right now. I think it's far from 50-50. But what if Justin Fields goes out and balls out this week, right? Like, all of a sudden, it's like, well, we gave the 36-year-old quarterback $1.2 million. What do we really have invested in this guy? So I think Fields has a chance. I'll say that. And I didn't think he had a chance a week ago. Right now, I think he has a chance to win that job. He still has to go win it. He has to have a really, really good preseason to move them off. Pittsburgh's a stubborn organization, for better or worse sometimes. They have been saying all offseason, Russell Wilson's our guy. So I think it would take a monster preseason for Justin Fields to get them off of that. But I think it could happen. I mean, what's the upside to Russell Wilson at this point at 36 years old? Did he have a great year and you pay him $40 million a year next offseason? Like, what good does that do you? Like, so I think that at some point, maybe sooner rather than later, Fields does get a shot.
I think that's the bigger question for the organization is long-term viability. I agree with you.
Right.
Even if Russ balls out, right, I don't think they're committed to paying him long-term. We're talking with Frank Schwab, Yahoo Sports, NFL writer. Great preseason stories. Broncos quarterback battle. When is J.J. McCarthy going to play, and how does he look? Drake May doesn't look like he's going to play at all. From an outsider looking in, I'm not going to answer this. Mike's not going to answer this. But from an outsider, Kurt, Frank, that sees what's going on here with Michael Penix, does he make things awkward for Kirk Cousins if he plays well in the preseason games that he plays in for the Falcons?
I don't believe so. I really don't. I mean, I just think the Falcons have a plan here. And I've been I get why people dunked on the Falcons, and I don't agree with what they did, but I also can at least understand their logic. Look, we ruined the Packers for 3 years for the Jordan Love pick, right? Well, look pretty smart today.
Yeah.
All right? Like it's okay to think outside of the box of the most important position in sports, and they did. And I don't necessarily think that it's the worst thing that they have a plan, that Kirk's – basically, we can see this playing out. They plan on Kirk's going to play 2 years for us, and then Penix takes over. And I just don't think they waver off of that. I think unless Kirk has lost a lot from that Achilles injury and at his age, which is absolutely possible. We don't know what Kirk Cousins looks like yet. We probably won't until week one. Okay, if Kirk struggles, I think that all of a sudden changes the math. But I don't think there's anything Penix could do this preseason to really make it a question. I think that they have a plan. They're going to go forward with it. I think it's all about Cousins at that point. I think if Penix plays well over the next 3 weeks and Cousins struggles early in the season, then by the time we get to October, we're talking about, well, maybe Penix is the better option, right? But I don't think really there's anything Penix can do this month to change that. Who knows? We've seen weird things happen before. Russell Wilson rookie year over Matt Flynn and all that kind of stuff. But I just don't see it. I just think the Falcons have what they want to do long term at the quarterback position, and it doesn't involve Michael Penix playing football right this season.
And I'm with you. I just said, just go get your – if you love Penix, go get him. Spend that money on defense. But they did what they did. And by the way, for what it's worth, we're getting nothing but leadership from Kirk Cousins. He was talking about how the tempo at the scrimmage with the Dolphins was not what you saw in the practice at Falcons camp. So he said that he's basically challenging the team, Frank, to step up. So that's leadership. So we're getting that component from him.
Mm-hmm.
And on to the next.
Yeah, I think – Kirk is one of these guys that just gets – he's gotten such a weirdly bad reputation. Because why? Because he hasn't gone to a Super Bowl. I don't know if the Vikings were some Super Bowl-ready team that he held back. Like, I think Kirk Cousins is a perfectly fine quarterback, and he has been his whole career. And I think with these weapons that he has around him now, as long as the Achilles doesn't really sap a lot of what – and not that he's a guy who's overly mobile, but you know what I'm talking about. Right. You know, getting the back of his drops, having zip on the throws, pushing off, being mobile in the pocket when he needs to be. As long as that hasn't sapped him too much, I don't see any reason why Kirk Cousins can't be the same dude he's been, which is pretty good. He was playing really, really good football last season when he suffered that Achilles injury.
Eagles, Nick Foles says he's retiring from the NFL. He's going to be, do it in the home opener for the Eagles. And that's great. I mean, obviously, you know, he was great for them in their Super Bowl run. I'm more curious to know from you, do you think that the fences can be mended between the head coach and the quarterback now and Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Money. Man, I mean, that ESPN story was kind of eye-opening, wasn't it?
Yep.
And part of me says that it doesn't matter because Sirianni doesn't have any power anymore. Like, they basically said, you're not running the offense. It's going to be whoever we hire as coordinator, which ended up being Kellen Moore. So, really, like, it's such an awkward situation there in Philly. It really, at this moment, I'm like, why didn't they just fire him? What are we doing? Like, hey, if you're going to do that to him, just fire him. Just be done with it. But whatever, he's still there. I think the craziest part of that story that has been discussed a lot by now is that Jalen Hurts calls up Wink Martindale, the Giants defensive coordinator, who, you know, they just parted ways because him and Daboll didn't get along. And Hurts calls him up and is like, what are we doing wrong? Now, I love Jalen Hurts. I really do. I respect the heck out of him improving every year and his work ethic and trying to do everything he can to be the best quarterback he could be. And you could spin that as just that's part of it, right? Like, any information I can get, any edge I can get, I'm going to do it. You can also look at it as, I don't trust my head coach to have the answers here. I need to look to a defensive coordinator who we just played a few days ago, just got fired by the Giants, for some answers here. Even Wink Martindale, I think, in that story said, I've been coaching 30 years and I've never had a player call me like that. So that was completely off the reservation on things, you know, you could expect from to happen. It did, and I think it shined a lot of light on, boy, this is a really, really weird relationship between these two guys. But we'll see. I mean, again, Sirianni might not even be a big factor in Jalen Hurts' life this year because he's really got no power over anything, as weird as that sounds.
Talking with Frank Schwab, guys from Yahoo Sports, NFL writer. So from the dysfunction of the Eagles to the dysfunction of the Cowboys, who gets paid and who gets paid first? When does Dak get his deal? Because we play these sound bites from Jerry, and he just goes on and on. It makes no sense.
Oh, yeah. You could have said that sentence to me in 2008, 2018, 2024. Yeah, Jerry doesn't make sense a lot of times. That's what he does. I love Jerry because he gives us a lot of stuff to write about. But, you know, sometimes Jerry's just prattling on. I think they just find a way to get it done somehow. And it's not going to be pretty by any means. But I can't imagine them being without any of these guys. The one wild card here is, what if you just say we're not paying Dak $60 million a year? Because by then, Dak is going to command $60 million a year. He's going to have another good season. He's a really, really good quarterback, regardless of what some people think about him. And he's got all the leverage. If he hits the open market, the Raiders are going to pay him $60 million if the Cowboys don't. So I just wonder if they just say, look, it's just out of control. We can't pay this guy anymore. He's going to take up however, you know, a third of our cap or whatever the math is there. So I'll be interested to see what that happens. But kind of at the end of the day, I just think these things get worked out. But the Cowboys have done themselves no favors by waiting. Like, you wait on CeeDee Lamb, and, oh, now Justin Jefferson signed a $35 million a year deal. And CeeDee's like, okay, well, that's where we start. You know, what's Jerry doing? Waiting to pay these guys never, ever works out. The price never goes down on these guys.
No, it never does.
Great stuff. Frank Schwab, thank you so much. Check him out. Yahoo Sports NFL writer. Can't wait till the season starts. We get preseason football this weekend. Appreciate you stopping by.
Absolutely, guys. Appreciate it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.